All right, so today we are going to do a deep dive into, well, kind of a wild story.
Yeah.
And it kind of has it all, you know, social media, crypto, and a decent amount of drama.
Definitely.
Haley Welch, maybe you've heard of her, big influencer, like personal finance, right? Budgeting, investing, all of that.
Yeah, she built a pretty big following, you know, for giving advice.
Exactly. But then she kind of makes this leap into the crypto world.
Yeah.
And specifically, she launched this meme coin called Hawktua,
Ah, yes, Hawktura.
which, as you can probably guess, did not exactly go as planned.
Yeah, quite.
Things went south, and quickly.
Yeah, it's really interesting, right? Like, this whole story is almost a perfect example of what happens when you bring together the influencer world and the crypto world, you know? Two worlds that, let's be honest, move pretty fast and don't always play by the rules.
Yeah, and Haley definitely used that influencer power when she was like hyping up Hawktua.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember those live events she did with the countdown clock and the like mysterious teasers and everything.
Totally. It was like textbook meme coin marketing,
Literally.
creating a ton of hype.
So much hype.
Like that FOMO, you know, that fear of missing
Oh,
out.
yeah.
Everyone wanted to get in on it.
And at first it worked, right? Like right when Hawktua launched, the price went way
Oh,
up.
it skyrocketed. Yeah.
But then I guess what, like a few days later?
Just days. It crashed.
Boom, 80% drop.
Pretty much.
Just like gone.
That's the thing about meme coins. They're often all hype and no substance. And
Right.
when the hype dies down, well, the price follows.
Makes sense. So now Haley's defense has been that, well, first of all, she was like open about the risks from the start. And she's also said that Hawktua was, you know, just a fun experiment.
Yeah.
But I mean, a fun experiment that cost people a lot of money.
And that's where things get a bit more complicated.
Yeah, because after the crash, then came the accusations.
Exactly. People started accusing Haley of pulling a pump and dump scheme.
Okay, so break that down for me.
So imagine you've got someone with a lot of influence, like Haley, right? And they start hyping up something, could be a stock, could be a meme coin, whatever. They get everyone excited, the price goes up, and then secretly, they sell everything they own at the peak.
Oh, so they get rich?
Exactly. They make a huge profit, and then, of course, the price crashes and everyone else is left holding the bag.
So basically, people were saying that Haley used her like influencer status to get everyone on board with Hawktua, knowing that she was gonna like ditch it before it all fell apart.
That's the gist of it, yeah.
And some people were even sharing like screenshots of, I guess, her wallet activity as proof.
Right, but it's important to remember that these are just accusations.
Right.
Haley has denied any wrongdoing.
She's sticking with that fun experiment
Yeah.
explanation.
Yeah.
But, you know, for someone who built her career on being like responsible with money,
Right.
it's a tough look, especially when you've got all these followers. A lot of them probably know to crypto who lost money because they trusted her.
Absolutely. And that raises a huge question about the responsibility of influencers.
Yeah, especially when it comes to finance.
It gets tricky, right? Because
Right.
they're not like registered financial advisors,
Right.
but like what they say can really influence people's decisions about money.
Yeah, it's like they have this platform and this power to reach people. So where does that leave them, like ethically
It's a bit of a gray area.
and legally, right? Because we're talking about meme coins, which, let's be real, are pretty risky.
Oh, definitely. And that's where the legal side of all this gets really interesting because regulators are still trying to figure out meme coins.
Right.
Like, what are they exactly? Are they securities? Are they something else? The answer to that has some pretty big implications.
So what would it mean if a meme coin like Hawktua was considered a security? Like, what would that change, legally speaking, for Haley and I guess other influencers promoting these kinds of things?
Well, if it's classified as a security, then it falls under the SEC,
The SEC.
the Securities and Exchange Commission.
Okay.
And that means anyone promoting it would have to follow a whole bunch of new rules,
Like.
like way more transparency, more disclosures, that sort of thing.
Oh, so basically, Haley could actually be in legal trouble because of how she marketed Hawktua
Okay.
if they decide it's a security.
Exactly. And that could have a ripple effect across the whole influencer world,
Really?
especially for anyone promoting crypto.
Wow, it'd be like suddenly everyone has to play by a very specific set of rules.
Yeah, it's not just theoretical either. The SEC has already gone after some celebrities and influencers for promoting crypto without, you know, doing it properly.
Huh. So this whole Hawktua thing could like set a precedent.
It's definitely a case to watch.
Okay, so we've got legal uncertainty, we've got accusations, But what about Haley's followers?
Oh, right. The community.
What do they think about all this?
I mean, it's been pretty divided. You know, you've got some people who are like diehard Haley fans. No. They're defending her, saying that she was clear about the risks. And anyone who invests in a meme coin should know it's a gamble.
It's like buyer beware, right?
Exactly. You're playing in the meme coin casino, so don't be surprised if you lose.
Right, right.
But then you have a whole other group of people who feel totally betrayed.
And I'm guessing a lot of those people were probably following Haley's, like, personal finance advice.
Probably, yeah. Maybe they weren't as familiar with how crypto works.
Right.
And they trusted Haley.
Yeah.
So for them, this wasn't just losing some, like, plain money.
Yeah.
This was losing their savings, maybe even a big chunk of their investments.
Oof. And all because they trusted someone.
And that's where the ethical question gets really tough.
Okay. So even if Haley didn't break any laws, was it ethical for her to promote something so risky to her followers?
Especially knowing that some of them might not have understood the risks.
Right. Because there's like a power dynamic there, you know? She's the influencer, she has the platform, and the followers are, well, following her.
It's like, it speaks to a bigger problem with influencer culture in general, you know?
What do you mean?
Well, it's like the lines between entertainment, marketing, and actual financial advice are getting blurry.
I see what you mean.
And that's like a recipe for people getting taken advantage of.
Yeah, that's a good point. So has Haley addressed all of this?
She has. She's still saying she's innocent, yeah, that Hawk Tua was supposed to be like a fun community project.
Right.
But she's also said that she understands why people are upset.
Makes sense.
And she's promised to be more transparent about the project going forward.
Hmm. Do you think she can bounce back from this?
I mean, that's tough to say. Even if she doesn't get in any legal trouble.
Yeah.
This whole thing has definitely hurt her reputation.
Right. And it's like a cautionary tale for everyone, right?
Definitely.
Like no matter how much you like an influencer, you always got to do your own research, especially when it comes to your money.
Couldn't agree more.
Because in the end, it's your responsibility.
It's your money, your responsibility.
Yeah.
And it also shows that we need more education about all these new things popping up in the crypto space.
Like meme coins.
Yeah. People need to understand that meme coins aren't like traditional investments.
Right. They're way more speculative.
Exactly.
It's not just about like knowing how to buy and sell crypto. It's about understanding how it all works. Recognizing those red flags.
Yeah. You know? Absolutely. Like if it sounds too good to be true.
It probably is.
Exactly.
All right. So I think we've laid out the basics here.
Yeah. We've got the background, the drama, the accusations.
So the next part, we're going to dig into the community's reaction. And we're going to talk about what this all means for the future of influencers, crypto, and, well, all of us.
Okay. Sounds good. Yeah. It feels like with meme coins especially, it's all about like who's promoting them, you know?
Right. Like, if Haley Welch is investing in it, it must be legit.
Exactly. And that's like a big part of the problem.
Yeah, because like I get it, right? You see someone you admire, someone who seems to have it all figured out, and you think, well, maybe they know something I don't.
Especially when it comes to money, you know? Like if they're rich, they must be doing something right.
So it's easy to just kind of follow their lead.
Without really thinking about it, yeah.
Exactly. But this whole Hawk Tua situation is like a wake-up call, right?
Absolutely. It's a reminder that you can't just blindly trust anyone, even if they have like millions of followers and a perfect Instagram feed.
It's like influencer marketing meets the wild west of crypto.
And that's a dangerous combination.
Because in the end, it's your money.
Yeah. You're the one who's going to feel the pain if things go south.
Exactly. So what can we do? Like, how do we protect people from falling victim to these kinds of, I don't know, schemes? Or even just like making bad decisions based on hype.
Well, I think education is a big part of it.
Okay, so like financial literacy.
Yeah, but also specifically about crypto, you know?
So it's not just knowing like how to buy Bitcoin.
Right, it's about understanding the technology, the risks, how to spot a scam.
Because with meme coins, it's not just about like picking the right one. It's about understanding that the whole thing is like a gamble.
Exactly. It's like high risk, high reward.
And a lot of the time, it's just high risk.
Yeah, unfortunately.
So we need to like arm people with the knowledge to make informed decisions.
Absolutely. And I think that's where regulation comes in too.
Okay, so we talked about that earlier.
Right. Like if meme coins are classified as securities, then there's going to be a lot more oversight.
Which could be good for investors?
Potentially, yeah. It would force more transparency, more accountability.
But wouldn't that like stifle innovation?
It's a valid concern. You know, some people argue that too much regulation would kill the like spirit of crypto.
Yeah, like the whole point was to be decentralized outside of the traditional financial system.
Right. But the question is, can you have that freedom without also having some safeguards in place?
To protect people from getting hurt.
Exactly.
It's like finding that balance, right?
Yeah, it's a tough one.
So I guess the Hawk 2A story is kind of like a case study in what can happen when you don't have that balance.
Right. When you have hype, influencer culture, and a lot of money all mixed together in a largely unregulated space.
It's a recipe for disaster.
Pretty much.
But it's also like a learning opportunity, right?
Absolutely. It's a chance for all of us to like step back and think about how we're approaching these new financial instruments, how we're interacting with influencers, and how we're protecting ourselves.
It's like we're all kind of figuring this out together, right?
Yeah, it's a new frontier.
But hopefully, with more education, more awareness, and maybe some smarter regulation, we can create a system that, like, works for everyone.
That's the goal, right?
Yeah, a system where people can explore these new technologies, maybe even make some money, but without like losing their life savings because they trusted the wrong person.
Yeah.
All right. So I think that's a good place to wrap up this part of our deep dive.
Okay.
In the next and final part, we're going to talk about what all of this means for the future.
Yeah. Like, where do we go from here?
Exactly. We'll explore some potential solutions and hopefully leave you with some food for thought.
Sounds good.
Yeah. It feels like we're in this weird spot where like finance is trying to be entertainment.
Right.
And entertainment wants to be finance. And it's like, wait a minute, what's even going on?
Yeah, it's definitely confusing, especially if you're like new to all of this and just trying to, you know, be smart with your money.
Right. And that's where I guess regulation comes in, right? We were talking about how meme coins might be considered securities and how that would mean a whole new set of rules for everyone.
Yeah, like more transparency, stricter guidelines, all of that.
Which in theory would help protect investors.
Yeah. I mean, potentially, it could offer some safeguards.
But I imagine there are some people, like, in the crypto community who would be like, hold on, this is too much.
Oh, absolutely. There's definitely a concern that too much regulation would stifle innovation, you know?
Yeah, like, it would kill the vibe, right?
Yeah, like, crypto was supposed to be this decentralized thing, free from all the, like, traditional financial rules.
Right, but then you have situations like Hawk 2A, where people get hurt.
Exactly. So it's like, how do you find that balance?
Between like freedom and protection.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
And who even decides where that line is?
Well, ideally, it's a conversation that involves everyone, you know, regulators, policymakers, people in the industry, and most importantly, the investors.
Right. Because in the end, it's their money that's at stake.
Exactly. So it's got to be a system that encourages like responsible innovation while also making sure people aren't getting scammed or, you know, taken advantage of.
It sounds like Hawk 2A is almost like a perfect example of what can go wrong when that balance is off.
Oh, yeah. It's like a case study in the risks of mixing hype, influencer culture, and like a largely unregulated financial instrument.
It's a lot to unpack.
Yeah. And it really highlights the need for critical thinking, you know, on the part of both the investors and the influencers.
So it's not just about Haley. It's about like everyone being more aware.
Right. Because it's easy to get swept up in the excitement, especially when you see someone you admire promoting something that promises big returns.
It's like, if Haley Welch is doing it, it must be a good idea.
Exactly. But that kind of thinking can be dangerous, especially with your finances.
So the takeaway here is do your own research.
Absolutely. No matter who's telling you to invest in something.
Even if they have millions of followers and a blue check mark.
Doesn't matter. You're responsible for your own money.
Your money, your responsibility.
Yeah.
All right. So as we wrap up our deep dive into the whole Hawk 2A saga, what are like the key things you hope people will remember?
Well, I think the biggest one is that meme coins are inherently risky. You know, like if you're going to invest in them, you got to be prepared to lose.
That's a good one with us.
Don't let your like fandom for an influencer cloud your judgment.
Right. It's like separate the person from the financial advice.
Exactly. And always, always do your own research.
Don't just take someone's word for it.
Especially when it comes to your hard-earned money.
It's about taking control of your financial future.
Couldn't said it better myself.
And on that note, I think we'll leave our listeners with one final thought.
Okay.
As like the lines between entertainment, finance, and social media keep getting blurrier.
Mm-hmm.
How do we all navigate this crazy landscape and make smart decisions.
Yeah. How do we protect ourselves?
It's a big question, and one that's only going to get more relevant as time goes on.
It is.
So that's it for our deep dive this week.
Thanks for having me.
Thanks for joining us, everyone. We'll catch you next time.